are listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of the Lord.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
The scripture says he crossed over a river and got his stuff and came back. And as he's standing there with all of the goods, the scripture says the men that were with him says we shouldn't give anything to those who didn't fight with us. David said that's not the heart of God. Glory to God. God gave us strength to go after our stuff, and we got it. He gave us strength to pursue the enemy, and we got it. And we're going to share our goods with even those who never fought the battle.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Amazing Benefit of Faithful Stewardship. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 through 24.
I would like to put on the screen John chapter 10. I'm going to read in your for your homework, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16 through 15. But John 10 and 10 is clear. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to what? Ultimately destroy. We already know what the devil's plan is for your life, for your family, for your finances, for your faith. But Jesus said, I have come that they may have life, and that they may have life more abundantly. Here's the reward. Life more abundantly. Life more abundantly. So as we unpack that, as we talk about life more abundantly, as we go through that, understand the theme that God's reward for you is within this scope, that you would have life, but not just trudging along in life, because that's not good life. It can't be abundant life. It's like more than enough. The kind of life where you have a supply that's more than enough. I believe God's plan for us is more than just to give us eternal life. I know I'm going to be rewarded when I see Jesus. When I see Jesus, amen. But right now, I haven't seen him yet. And he wants me to have life while on earth. I want you to get this in your spirit that he's not just waiting you. And it will be better by and by. By and by, Lord, when the morning comes. When all the saints, and you singing those kind of songs, I thank God for. We will tell the story how we overcome. And we'll understand it better by and by. Well, God wants you to understand things now. We're going to go to heaven. Heaven is not going to look like what you see here on earth. You will be in spirit form. You're not limited to this body when you go to heaven. Scientists believe you only activate 10% of your brain capacity. So in life, when Adam sinned, 90% of what God wanted to do in the man was never ever tapped into. And in the 10%, well, I'm going to say full cerebral capacity, he was able to number and name all plants and animals. But after his sin, that began to dial down to where now man is only able to tap into 10% of who he is. When you go to heaven, you'll have full capacity and more. It's beyond what we can comprehend. And if you're looking, just go there and see people that died and that you want to see again, it's bigger than that. You'll understand it. It's bigger than just reuniting. And it feels so good. You got to get to something different. And God has the ability to trick that, to work that, and open you up to full capacity. What he wants us to do is to be able to tap into the fullness of life while we hit the abundant life while here on the earth. I believe God wants us to have an abundant, full life. I believe he wants us to walk in health. I believe he wants us to have our minds free from stress. Not total stress, that's just not realistic. But there's a guard over your heart called peace that regulates your stress. God didn't want us worrying about every little thing and what's coming. Scientists believe that 90% of what you worry about won't happen anyway. Let me say it again. 90% of what you worry about and what you're afraid of tomorrow won't happen anyway. I know the scripture says, Job said, the thing I feared the most has come upon me. If you're afraid, you're actually attracting it. That's why he tells us to walk in faith, the kind of faith that's built from the word of God. And you can begin to believe God's word about your future and confess it, glory to God. And every enemy that's trying to rise up in your future has to bow to the word of God. But 90% of what you worry about is just not going to happen. He's going to provide for your future. Thank you, God. How many of you, when you were 20 and 22 years old, said, I don't know how I'm going to make it? Now you're 65. And you look over your shoulder every year, he's always provided. Oh my God. I know we said it. I don't know how I'm going to make it. But he makes a way out of no way. Glory to God. He makes even the crooked things straight. He's the kind of God that doesn't wait on circumstance to speak. He can change the season when he wants to. And I think David said, I've never seen the righteous. I was young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. I'm not going to worry about my tomorrow. Tomorrow has its own enemies. I'm going to give God praise for what he's doing right now. And he's going to make sure that my tomorrow works out just fine. Come on, I'm talking to a generation that believes their God. I'm talking to a faith generation, a Joshua generation that's been through some issues and some trials and traumas, and he's always brought us out. Greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. Come on, touch your neighbor and say, what's wrong with you? Get your face saved. God's got it. God's going to do it. Just smile every once in a while. Get your mind right. Get yourself together. Do what you got to do right now. God is still on the throne. We got to start preaching our problems and not start preaching that God is. He's my all in all. God will make a way out of no way. He opened up the Red Sea for his people. He gave them manna. He didn't even allow their shoes to wear out. And what do you think he's going to do for those who trust in his son? He will make a way. Glory to God. Glory to God. I don't care if you did wrong, he still has a way of rescuing you. Glory to God. He'll come in and swoop in the midst of your chaos and snap you out of it. If you just call on he that calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, and they will do mighty exploits. I decree mighty exploits, mighty exploits, mighty exploits. You will do mighty exploits. You are going somewhere. You are going to make more money. You are going to be rewarded for the things that you've done for God. Glory to God. Every time you put him first, he's not going to put you last. You may be that, but guess what? The last shall become first. Even if you're in the back of the line, God says, I'm going to shift some things in your life. Glory to God. God wants to bless you. As we finish up the thoughts on stewardship this morning, you need to know God wants to bless you. I want you to consider the rewards that he's sending your way. For the Queen of Sheba, she brought caravans of spices. Solomon said, I can smell them before they got there. And I want you to arouse your spiritual senses. Caravans are coming. Glory to God. The caravans, I can smell the spices in the spirit. Glory to God. They're on their way. Thank you, Jesus. If you look up yonder, you see smoke, not burning fields, but the dust coming from the wheels that are turning as the caravans come. They're on their way. Glory to God. Joseph is governor of Egypt, and he takes Simeon. Glory to God. He takes Simeon as a prisoner. I got my own theory of why he took Simeon. I think Simeon was real angry and nasty. And he had to shake him. Simeon and Levi were nasty at Shechem. They killed all of the men after they were circumcised. Joseph was watching that. I believe Simeon was leading the campaign to throw him in the prison. I'm sorry, in the pit. Kill him. That's the kind of man he was. So when Joseph looked at his brothers, he took Simeon as a prisoner. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And he chastened his brothers that way without revealing his identity. The Bible says that when he revealed himself to his brothers, he sent caravans and spices and goods back to his father. The boys got in, the men got in, the sons of Jacob, and told him the story, but he didn't believe them. But if you read the text, it says he looked up and saw the caravans. And when he saw the caravans, he was revived. And by the Spirit, I need you to start seeing what's coming. Glory to God. In your spirit, you need to know he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And if you've been seeking God, if you put him first, if you doubled and triple dipped, if you've been in the midst of the king, you can expect God is sending something your way. Glory to God. Let me help a few people. David, when he was going after his wives and his children at Ziklag, the scripture says he crossed over a river and got his stuff and came back. And as he's standing there with all of the goods, the scripture says the men that were with him says we shouldn't give anything to those who didn't fight with us. And David said that's not the heart of God. Glory to God. God gave us strength to go after our stuff and we got it. He gave us strength to pursue the enemy and we got it. And we're going to share our goods with even those who never fought the battle. And if you didn't fight the battle, I'm decreeing and declaring right now that God is going to bless you anyway so he can encourage you to get into the fight. You're all covered. But there is a special blessing for those who are good stewards. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When God bless you with some money and you break off him something, he's going to bless you for it. I know some of you just can't see it, but you better go deep in your pockets and start blessing God because he rewards them that diligently seek him. And there's some of us been running with Jesus a long time and we're not tired yet. If you manage your stewardship successfully, you should expect God's reward. What form do you want to see it? And what form should you expect to see such a response from God? What are you looking for? What form? The Bible says in the book of Philippians chapter 2, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, verse 5, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But he lowered himself and took on himself the form of a servant or slave. I believe when you serve God, you look more like God than you realize. A lot of people like to push back on service. First thing they want to do when they come to church is rule. When am I going to get promoted? When am I going to get my credentials? When am I going to get a license? When am I going to get this and that so I can rule? Because I be leader now. I be bishop now. I be overseer now. I be pastor now. Y'all do what I say. But the form of a servant is close to the form of God. Thank you, Jesus. When you serve, you're more like God's form than you realize. I want to encourage those of you that are looking for somebody to give you a title so you can do what? Serve where? You're more like God, not with titles, but when you have towels. Thank you, Bishop McLaughlin. When you serve people, you look like God. And I'm just talking about soup. I'm talking about within the house of God, getting the word of God, occupying a place and staying right there. Or being a part of a five-prong approach to taking a city. Prayer, evangelism, administration, pastoral, glory to God, dealing with principalities. What part are you going to play in taking a city? Glory to God. I believe we need to take the city, but we're not taking the city by taking city limits. We're going to start in Lincoln Park. We're going to zero our efforts to an area, and from that area, we're going to take the city. Street by street, home by home, in the name of Jesus. What part do you play in that? You can't just show up when we do a Level Up festival down there. That's what's coming. When we do a tent revival, that's what's coming. What about the grassroots? Oh my God. Oh my God. How are we going to help Pastor Clark to become successful? Thank you, Jesus. I hope you see it, Pastor. I'm bestowing honor on you. You've been faithful. You've been faithful, man. And I don't ever want you to look at what you've come out of in your life to measure where you're going. It's not what you've done. It's who you are in Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know when you stand around men that talk about how educated they are and what they've been able to do in life, and you look at your portfolio and look at you're a felon. Don't ever look down on it. I don't. I don't look down on it. We don't look down on it. I want you to preach, black man. I want you to preach, man. I want you to preach. Somebody came to me and said, your brother Eric is going to Pastor Truth in Titusville? I said, not Eric. But Eric. Eric. It's E-R-R-I-C-K. I have to go and rescue Eric. I want y'all to see something in how we move. He's been faithful. If you ever want to be promoted, just stay faithful. Amen. He's faithful. He's a son. I believe the blessing is going to overtake you. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. swords carry two perspectives. Two perspectives. Number one, a temporal and an eternal perspective. And the second one is earthly and heavenly. The first is temporal and eternal. Temporal and eternal. That's time. And the second one is earthly and heavenly. That's natural and spiritual. That's dimensional. Let's deal with the earthly abundance. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 8. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly nor of necessity, for God loves the cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace, is powerful, abound toward you. Here's the reward, that you always have it all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. You mean to tell me my anointing and how I flow is tied to how I give? He causes all grace to abound. Things work better when you're a good steward, because he releases all grace to abound. There's not a grind in your life. Some of you right now, if you start sowing seed, your house atmosphere will change. But when you're a miser and you don't give to God, you don't give God space to release all grace into the womb. I don't care if we go on a cruise, but don't give that church nothing. I don't care if we go on vacations, but don't you give that church nothing. I don't care how many things we buy, but don't you buy nothing for the church. That's how some people think in the room and around the world. But if you would change your mindset and sow bountifully, you would see all grace accompany it. In your back room, light will shine. When you open up the shades, more glory will come in. Everything will start working better if you would learn to just sow a seed. Glory to God. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I'm preaching. I must be preaching good because everybody just quiet. But I know he gave me this. It doesn't matter if I have a vocabulary as long as the dictionary, but if I don't give God substance, the scripture says if you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. But if you break off something for God, I'm just going to step out and break off something for God. Bump it. I'm going to do it for God. God said, I'm going to cause all grace. I didn't say it. His word said it. To abound towards you. Look at it. Always having all sufficiency. Always all sufficiency? In all things? May have an abundance for every good work. Jesus said, I come that you might have life and life more abundant. You better walk, man. Jesus said, I come that you might have life. And life what? More abundantly. Paul said the abundant life is tied to the measure of your seed. Notice, we don't give because we are pushed to give. I think verse 7 says, so let each one give as he purposes in his heart. That's why in this ministry, have you ever seen me have a preacher or prophet to stand people in line? Come on, how many got $100 and $500? I got a prophecy for you if you get in this $100 line. Have you seen that in this ministry, like propagated? I had one preacher come in here out of Bishop Jay's church, and I told him don't do it, but he did it anyway. And y'all gave. But the next week, the offering dropped so far. I realized it didn't work. If his stuff worked, it means there would have been an increase after he left. Thank God we have a budget.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Amazing Benefit of Faithful Stewardship, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2403-1708. That's reference number 2403-1708.
If you are ready to share words of hope and healing and use your talents to bring great joy to many people, then the Nursing Home Ministry is looking for you. To get involved, see Gordon Brown or email inspirationalcare@truthrevealed.org. The City of Palm Bay invites you and your entire family to the Palm Bay Multicultural Festival on Saturday, March 23rd. Celebrate culture through dance, music, and hands-on activities showcased in different countries worldwide. This free, fun event is from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Fred Pope Park in Palm Bay. Awaken Women will celebrate Women's History Month at the next monthly fellowship on Saturday, March 23rd at 9 a.m. Ladies, join Pastor Sabrina to reflect and celebrate women's achievement and their role in society.
Korean College Prep provides the Scholastic Success Seminars ACT and SAT preparation every fourth Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. at the CARE Learning Center. High schoolers don't miss this opportunity on Saturday, March 23rd to gain insights into test preparations. See Michael Pittman for more information. Space is available, so check out the Truth Reveal website or the mobile app to register.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.